Hey, listeners, we're back with episode 2 of I Watched That season 2, where Kyle and I interview the talented singer-songwriter Shane Stoltz. Shane has a new song, Shine On, which is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. Please go stream and download this song. It's upbeat, it's encouraging, and all around, it's a perfect sound. Also, thank you to Winnie Wong for making this interview possible. Remember to give them a follow on their socials, both Winnie and Shane, and give us a follow if you haven't already. What's wrong with you? We're here. It's 2 seasons. You should be following us by now. But if you haven't, no judgment. We love everyone equally. Our handles and links are all in the episode description. Enough of this intro. Let's get into it. So we can start. Kyle usually takes the first bunch of questions.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So Shane, tell us a bit about yourself, like your background, where you went to school, where you grew up.
Sure.
Yeah.
I grew up in Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada, on the shores of Lake Superior, the Great Lakes. It's very beautiful. Superior by nature is the slogan of Thunder Bay, and it really is. I grew up in an Italian family in Thunder Bay. When I got older, at 17, I came to Toronto, Ontario, to pursue my music and to go to Humber College for music. I got accepted into the music program, but I grew up in Thunder Bay from, you know, 0 to 17. Yeah, so coming to Toronto was quite the, I don't want to say shock, but almost like a shock, because yeah. I was so used to obviously being in Thunder Bay. And when I came to Toronto, it was a bit overwhelming, I would say. That's probably a good word for it. It was just a bit overwhelming, the amount of, you know, people and everything. But I also really loved I fell in love with the city almost instantly as well. Like, it was overwhelming, but I was like, oh, this is where I need to be. And I feel really great in Toronto.
Before you go, Kyle.
Yeah.
I just want to ask, like, what was like one of the biggest shocks when you came from Thunder Bay to Toronto?
Probably just the amount of people that were in certain places on the like walking on the sidewalks, the amount of tall buildings and everything, really. Like, it has a very different feel. It's a lot louder here. The noise of the city, just everything. I would say was it was very overwhelming.
Yeah. Sorry, Kyle, you can go next.
It's okay. That was a good question for how did you get into singing?
Well, I would say I was singing from the moment I was born. I was always musical as a little baby, or so I was told. I don't necessarily remember those moments, but according to, you know, my mom and family, I was really into the Lion King as a kid. I was like obsessed with the music from the Lion King. And then my first live performance in front of an audience singing was for my grade 1 elementary school talent show, St. Francis Elementary in Thunder Bay, Ontario. I was 6 years old, and I told my mom that I wanted to sing at the grade 1 talent show. And my mom was a bit taken aback, because I was known as Shy Shane. I was very quiet. I was musical and I would sing around the house and everything, but I was very quiet and very reserved. So she was like, oh, really? Like, you want to sing? You know, like this little 6-year-old saying, I want to sing in front of the entire school. and I want to sing My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
No, like, that's so cute.
Like, I was very adamant. I was very assured that this is what I want to sing. Like, there was, you know, no questions. I'm going to sing this song at my grade 1 school talent show and get on stage and do it. And my mom was just, you know, really taken aback. So she was like, are you sure? You know, and I was like, yeah. And so I made her go out and get the cassette tape at the time of like the karaoke track, so I could sing to it and practice to it. And I practiced every single night. I would stand on a chair in my kitchen, and I have two other siblings, and my dad was in the house as well, and I would just be practicing every single night, and everyone had to hear me practice every single night until the talent show date. Then I performed at the talent show, and it was my first live experience. I received a standing ovation. Oh. And there was plenty of people that teared up and were crying and really moved by this little six-year-old singing My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. That was the moment that I fell in love with performing in front of people. It was really powerful, the feeling of receiving that applause and knowing that I had moved people with my voice. Mm-hmm. That's where the performing, singing began. And yeah, and I haven't looked back since that special moment. Yeah, I'm very proud of my little six-year-old self.
Aww.
For doing that.
That's so cute.
So Shane, when did you know that singing was your passion?
Well, I would say, I guess in that moment, that was kind of the birth of Shane as the singer and the performer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say before that, though, even singing, I was passionate about it just, you know, around the house and listening to music a lot. I loved, you know, Sharon Lewis and Bram and, you know, like all those great jams, as you know, the kid jams. I think that for me, it was a gradual just evolution of realizing I love music. I love singing. I also was in a choir. I also did Italian dancing. Oh. Anything to kind of do with music and performing, I was always interested in and have always loved to do that. But that performance definitely was the moment of the birth of my like performance history and my passion for wanting to do that and to continue to do that in some way or another, and knowing that I had a singing voice that people wanted to hear, and I felt blessed to be able to do that. Or when people would say, oh my gosh, you really moved me, or that was so beautiful, and when I would receive feedback like that, to see that and to kind of realize like, whoa, like I just really like singing, like that's just me, I just really like singing, I just really like to perform. But then to hear that from other people, it made me realize this was a gift that I am really thankful for and blessed to have, and gifts are meant to be shared. I intended on doing that from that moment forward.
That's so beautiful. Like, singing is such a powerful thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad, like, seeing people be moved by you. That's a gift. So Shane, who are your musical influences?
Yeah, that's a great question. I could list so many. Well, I would also say that it's changed over time. Definitely, as things do change over time. Mm-hmm. Currently, I've been inspired musically by Lady Gaga, is a big one. Adele, vocally, Beyonce, Elton John as a songwriter, musician, Carole King, the Bee Gees, love their songwriting, and they've songwritten for many different artists as well, the Bee Gees. They're brilliant. Same with like Elton John, of course, and Carole King. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a singing influence, I think, for all singers, Aretha Franklin. Mm. She's influenced, I would say, all popular music. Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, those are some of my favorites. Celine Dion, our Canadian queen, right? And I will say, what I do also love about Celine is Celine's always just Celine, and Celine is always herself. Even, you know, if you watch her performances, even outside of like her music, and I just absolutely love her personality, and she's just wonderful. Yeah, there's so many. I love Diane Warren as a songwriter. Diane Warren's an amazing songwriter. Ryan Tedder, who's like the lead of One Republic, is an amazing songwriter.
For sure, amazing producer. Yeah,
An amazing producer. Yeah. Max Martin, of course, is an amazing producer and songwriter. What are some of your favorite artists and musicians or producers? Do you have any?
Kyle, do you have any on the top of your head?
I know, I really do like 21 Pilots. I've liked them maybe since like 5 years ago. I just really like their I really like their performance. It's like really amazing. I went to my first concert was as I saw them, and it was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. It was just wow.
What did you love about it? Like, why was it so amazing?
I don't know, just like the way, like they aren't like the type of band just to like just perform on the stage and just their songs. Like they have like a whole thing. Like there was this one time in the performance where a car like literally was on fire.
Oh, amazing.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a callback to one of their music videos. It's like very high energy, very showy. And it was just like, it was just intense because it was like my first concert, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Like it was very memorable.
I could like never forget it ever. And they had a good mix of like their songs where it was like very quite poppy and like optimistic, but then they would have sometimes where they would slow down and do he would go on the piano, Tyler, and do like a when they're more slower songs, like when they're more emotional songs, and it was just really good. It was a good balance for sure.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. And what about you, Fran?
I know, as Kyle's talking, I'm opening up my trying to see who do I listen to. I don't know. I really like disco, so like I like the Bee
Gees. Yes.
I like Andy Gibb as a solo artist, but then I get too involved into their personal lives, and I get sad because they're all dead, right? But except for one, I like Cher. Mm-hmm. ABBA.
Oh, ABBA, how could I forget? You're basically continuing like my list there. Thank you for reminding me of all these.
No problem, but I dig Mariah Carey too, you know, Beyonce, Britney, but I love boy bands. That's where my heart lies. So One Direction, Jonas Brothers.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I love them as well.
I love amazing. This.
Yeah.
I love this too. Who's
your favorite One Direction member? Do you have a favorite?
I'm loving these questions, James. Thank you so much.
Niall and Louis, because they were usually the ones no one paid attention to. Everyone liked Liam, Harry, Zane. So I felt like, not that I felt bad, but I like gravitated towards them. But solo wise now, I kind of listen to Harry, Niall, and Louis. So I guess my priorities haven't changed that much.
Yeah.
How about you? You liked One Direction, right?
So yes, I do. I do like One Direction. Yeah, my favorite. Well, I would say now with the solo music, I really love Harry's music a lot. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy Zane's music. Those two probably would have been my favorites back in the group as well. I think they're all great, though. They're all great. Who was the other group that you mentioned?
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, Nick would be my favorite Jonas brother.
I like Joe. You?
Do you have a favorite?
Joe?
Okay. Yeah.
And maybe Kevin.
I do love DNCE though. DNCE is Joe's group there. I love Cake by the Ocean. That's good stuff. Yeah.
And I didn't mention them, but Big Time Rush is making a comeback, so I'm excited.
Really?
Yes.
Hey then.
Do you like them as well, Kyle?
No, I just haven't heard that name in a long time. Okay. I was like, what? Yeah. I was taken aback by it. That's all. I just didn't know.
Cool.
Kyle, you didn't get the One Direction infection at all back in the
day? No, I'm sorry. I was gonna say most of the like my friends do make fun, specifically one friend does make fun of me for this, that most of my music that I listen to is like indie, like alternative music, like, you know, it's just mostly just that, like that's mostly the music I listen to.
All right, okay.
Like that's, you know, cool. You know, like in a coming of age movie,
imagine all
the music in that movie, that's probably what I most listen to.
Okay, I like that, that's fun music.
I love that, that's crazy.
I know, and it makes sense. I like love coming of age movies, so mostly probably why I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do as well. I love coming of age.
I know,
stories.
It's amazing.
They're great. They're so good. And that music, I love that as well.
Awesome. Yeah, it's so good.
I also have to shout out to the boy bands of the late 90s that I love. That were when I was a little kid, the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, that they were amazing. I love them as well. So good. My older sister was a huge fan, and I would always sing along to to those songs, the boy band songs, and like, you know, pretend that I was like singing in the car, just belting out these boy band hits. Love boy bands.
Oh, who doesn't? You know, right? they're fun, you know, they're like, they got their thing going on and they go away. Then they come back 20 years later. So I'm waiting. Yeah. I know One Direction will be back.
Maybe. You never know.
Yeah. They will be.
I think they will. I do agree, Fran. I think that, you know, right now, like they're all doing their own thing, but I think there's going to be like a reunion, kind of like, you know, how the Spice Girls, how the, you yeah. know, the Backstreet Boys, all the groups kind of come together eventually and do some sort of like reunion concert or some special event. I can see it happening. That's all I'm saying is that I can see it in the future.
Yeah. And hopefully Zayn can be there. That would be nice if Zayn was there. But I digress. Yeah. You know, I love how this shift to boy bands. But a little birdie told me, and by birdie, I mean Winnie. Mm-hmm. You do like singing with Elaine Overholt.
Oh, right? Yes.
I used to go do lessons with Elaine Overholt. That's so cool. What a small, cool. like, how'd you get involved with Elaine? That's awesome. When did it start?
Oh, yeah. I love Elaine. That's so cool. I've been singing with Elaine for a couple of years now, mm-hmm. definitely. Yeah, a while, actually. Maybe 5-6 years. I don't even know. Elaine is an amazing vocal coach. I'm very thankful and grateful to be able to study and work with Elaine. I think she's amazing, and I've definitely learn to use my big voice more, as her mm-hmm. studio is called, Big Voice Studios. She's really great. I really enjoyed working with her. Did you enjoy working with Elaine when you were younger?
Yes. Yeah. It was because I was like obsessed with the show Glee when I was like in elementary school.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. We could have a whole talk about Glee now. I feel like.
And we should do an episode where we just talk about Glee for an hour. I think that could be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gleek podcast. It'll be the Gleek podcast, right?
Yeah. I love that. Let's do it. But yeah, I was obsessed with it. And my cousin, older cousin, he knew that. And he was studying, like doing stuff with Elaine. So she ran some like Glee group classes for like,
okay,
people between 12 and 17. So he got me involved with her that way. But I totally, like, she helped me use that big voice. Like I think 100% I would have never have gotten to like the place I am now with like my energy and like confidence if it wasn't for her. Cause she was always like,
that's amazing.
Like, you're so quiet. You have to use your big voice. And I was like such a shy kid, but she helped.
Yeah. That's so sweet. That's amazing. Yeah, she's really amazing at doing that. Like, that's, she's fantastic. And I'm so glad. That's so awesome that you had that experience there. Yeah. Glee. I mean,
okay, Glee.
So my question would be, so you love Glee, Fran. Do you also, Kyle, did you watch Glee?
I watched a couple of episodes. Mm. Okay, Yeah. Not like, I didn't like watch all of it though.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
No judgment.
No judgment. Yeah, not at all. I mean, I guess it's on Netflix now or something. You could always, if you need to, you know, at some point, if you ever feel like you're in the Glee mood. But I was going to ask Fran, did you have a favorite Glee character or episode or something that, or performance that made you fall in love with Glee or something? Anything like that.
Favorite character would probably have to be, I really liked Kurt, Blaine, and Finn.
Yeah.
I liked Rachel, but now looking back at her, I feel like if I rewatched it, I'd absolutely hate her because she's just so, Mercedes. I love Mercedes. Yeah. Santana. It's so sad that you know, Naya Rivera and Corey Monteith both died.
Yeah, it's sad. It's pretty, yeah.
But performances, I don't know if it's controversial for me to say it, but Let's Have a Kiki. I liked it when they did that performance. Rachel and Kurt in New York.
Yeah, I love that.
What about you, Shane? Like, who are your favorites? Like,
yeah, I think what you just mentioned, all those characters, I think were great parts of the show. My favorite performances, I really loved the mashup, the Someone Like You and Rumor Has It mashup a lot. I think that was an amazing mashup. Obviously, Don't Stop Believing, the initial performance that kind of started it all was, you know, is always special. And then the journey medley in the first season finale, when they did that journey medley, loved that so much. That was so good. Oh, and the poker face, Idina Menzel and Idina Menzel, Lea Michele. Yeah, that, I thought that was a brilliant version as well. Yeah, there's a lot. There's so many great versions of songs done in Glee, for sure.
So
it's great.
I'll ask you, because I know for myself, like, weren't there just so many performances that made you cry? Like, just like, it could have been like, not just like their delivery or their performance, but just like in the context of what was going on too, like in their storylines and everything.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they did a really good job at that, on that show, I feel like. Yeah, there were so many meaningful song moments, meaningful performance moments that tied in with the overall story that was being told at the time. And yeah, for sure. Definitely.
I actually take back my last answer. My favorite performance is Love Shack, when Blaine was singing it. I don't know if it was like a Valentine's Day high school party or whatever. I don't know. That was fun. Anything Blaine did, my favorite.
You must have loved Teenage Dream then.
Of course, but then not the one where it was like acoustic and it was like all sad because someone cheated. I can't remember. Oh yeah, that was oh my God. Warblers. Yeah. I love the Warblers. I wish I was a guy so I could go to that school.
Amazing. Amazing.
So, look at this. One Direction, Glee. I don't know. We might become best friends by the end of this game.
I'm here for it.
Kyle, you got to join. You got to get your head in the game. Get in the program.
What? I mean, she's doing a high school musical.
Yeah, I did high school musical. I did
use. I watched High School Musical. I watched this.
Were you into High School Musical, Shane? Or
yeah, I actually, my high school actually did High School Musical 1 and 2.
So cool. And 2? Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, was I into it?
Yeah, like, did you like it? Like,
yeah.
Watch yeah. them? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I watched them. Yeah, I watched High School Musical 1, 2, and I saw 3 in the theaters when it came out at the time. I love music. I love anything musical, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you? Are you big fans then of High School Musical? Or
since this is the only one that you're kind of into.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just watched them. I like the music. Actually, I didn't like musicals for like a long time, actually, honestly. I didn't get why like people like them so much. But then I watched La La Land. Do you know that movie?
Oh yes, of course I did.
And I was like, oh my God, I get it now. I completely understand now, because it was amazing. And then I started watching like a lot more like musical stuff like that. But I love that movie. It's just, I was like, wow, this is like, now I get why people like musicals. Like, I didn't really understand it before, but I like, it was like, oh yeah, this is amazing. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, La La Land. And I think La La Land is great because it kind of throws back to old school
musicals.
Classic,
Yeah, but then also modern at the same time. It was like a brilliant balance, I thought. Yeah,
definitely. That's awesome. What about you, Fran?
Did not watch La La Land, so I'm kind of Kyle in this situation.
It's okay, it happens.
But I did watch High School Musical in grade 10. Yep. They did it at my high school, and I was cast as Gabriella, so that was fun.
Wow, amazing.
Very cool.
I'm Fran.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Too much attention, but it was fun. I feel like we could talk about musicals all day.
Yes.
That's definitely possible.
We should do like a musical episode and just have like a special one.
That'd be fun, Fran. I would like that, actually.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be.
Shane's like, sign me up. I'll be
there. Be there. I would totally be there. I'm all about
that. Great.
Or like musical movies, you know, you could talk about
both, really, shows or movies. Yeah.
Yep.
So I guess we should talk about Shine On. We loved it. We loved listening to it. It gave like
Yay.
Cher vibes, kind of. Like,
I don't know. I love that.
So like, so tell us about it. Like, how long have you been working on it? Like, how were you inspired for this song?
Yeah. So Shine On, thank you so much for saying that. I'm so glad that you enjoy it. Okay. Shine On, I wrote it as lyrically as a song to my younger self.
Oh.
So, okay. So I know that we haven't really talked about it yet. On RuPaul's Drag Race, a show that I love to watch, RuPaul will ask the queens, what would you say to your younger self? Basically, Shine On lyrically is what I would say to myself, my younger self, my inner child at this moment in time, of course, to service, to tell myself what advice I would give to myself. The lyrics are, you know, one day you'll see everything's meant to be. Look up at the starry sky and dream with me. Envision and imagine for your soul and let it happen. Shine on like the star that you are. Shine on, baby, you've come so far. Your dreams will come alive. You're flying high tonight. Shine on, shine on. Hold on to this feeling and sing. This is my life and I'm going to use my wings. And so on and so forth. You know, you could check out the song to hear the rest of the lyrics. But yeah, so just to give a general idea of the lyric, it's basically a message that I would need to hear as my younger self and that I need to hear now for my older self as a reminder of who I am and who we all are, as we all are stars. We all are beautiful people. Shine On is about living in the beauty of being you. To recognize that and to also, yeah, acknowledge that life isn't always easy. There's hard times, but we shine on. What did you think about when you first heard it, Fran, like, or Kyle? What resonated with you?
Do you want to go first, Kyle? Or
yeah, I feel like it was kind of like what you were saying, just like, even if like even if you're having like struggles of any kind, really, to keep on going, because it'll usually be better. Yeah, that's what I thought when I heard it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, when I first listened to it, yeah, like, it's like one of those songs where like you listen to it the first time and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so like, this is so upbeat. And like I said, it reminded me of like 90s, 80s, like Cher vibes. Then you listen to it the second time and you like put the lyrics in with it. And you're I think this song it's a little deeper than the upbeat music that I'm like, you know, like, it's just, so like having it all in, encompassing it all together. It was like, it was a very moving song.
Wow. Thank you. That was beautifully said. Yeah. I mean, you guys said it amazingly. Like, you guys described it, like how, yeah, it was intended to be received. So that's wonderful for me to hear. I'm really glad to hear that. So thank you for saying that. And I'm glad that it connected with you in that way. That was the intention, I suppose, or the meaning. You felt it then. So I'm glad.
Yeah, well, thank you for making such a beautiful song.
Yeah, of course.
That we can all listen to.
Anytime you need, you know, 3 minutes and 24 seconds of some musical sunshine. If you're having one of those days and you need to put something on to kind of get you pumped up, you can put on Shine On and believe that'll, you know, give you some joy, bring you some, brighten your day a little bit, right?
It definitely can do that. It's such a like bright song. It can do that. But for those listening, you can find it on Spotify, right? Spotify, Apple Music.
Yeah. So for those listening, you can stream Shine on Apple Music, Spotify. It's also on YouTube, on iTunes as well.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
So definitely check it out.
definitely. Like, it's a fun song. It's like you said, it's a good hype song too.
Yeah, exactly. Wake up in the morning, maybe make yourself a cup of coffee, put on Shine On, you'll be pumped up, ready to go for the day, you know, and be like, I got this now. I can handle anything.
I think we all need a little bit of that.
Yeah. Yes, right. Perfect. Right. As summer turns to fall, I'm going to shine on through it all, right?
Exactly.
That idea as it becomes darker, at least here in Canada, where I am. Yeah, shine on through that.
So. Well, it's been so much fun talking to you. And we already spoke about so many like movies and TV shows. So this is going to be fun. This is like our wrap up question of like, I watched that is what we're called. So we always ask like, what have you been watching lately? It can be film, it can be TV, whatever's late, like most recent, whatever you want to talk about. Okay. Yeah, whatever you've been watching.
Oh, yeah. I love so many shows. Okay. So first I would give a shout out to my all-time favorite shows ever. Mm-hmm. So like Lost, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Mad Men, The Wonder Years, Doctor Ooh. Who, and then my favorite classic sitcom, Golden Girls.
Love it.
Speaking of like feel good, will always make me laugh. The Golden Girls, that's something that I would want to watch or put on any day to just make me laugh and kind of make me realize, you know, life is to be taken seriously, but also not to be taken so seriously sometimes, you know, and to just be able to laugh and feel that joy. Have you seen Golden Girls?
Of course. Who hasn't seen Golden Girls? Kyle, have you seen Golden Girls? Kyle,
I don't know. No, I haven't seen Golden Girls. I'm sorry.
It's all right, Kyle. It's all right.
Shane is
You have time. You have no, because you have time to watch it.
You have time. I have a lot of time, actually.
It's on Disney Plus. It's on Amazon Video.
There you go. Yeah.
I love Disney Plus.
Yeah. So yeah, you can totally catch up there. You know, they're 22 minutes over, and yeah, just throw one of those on and you'll be laughing for 22 minutes straight. Okay. do you have a favorite Golden Girl fan?
Okay. Wait, B. Arthur plays Dorothy, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I love her. She's so statuesque, you know?
Yeah.
She's like comforting. She's like, I want to be like her also because she's so like, I love her snide remarks. They're just perfect.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Dorothy's incredible.
Oh, what about totally you, Shane? Agree.
Yeah. No, I love Dorothy as well. Sophia is probably the one that makes me laugh the most.
She is very funny.
With her. Oh, she's hilarious. And I love Blanche and Rose. I love them all. I think it's an amazing cast. They're all so incredibly talented. Yeah, it's just an amazing show. They're all great in their own ways. They all bring something to the table, which is why it makes it such a great show. Like all the different characters all complement each other super well. It's like the perfect sitcom show. Oh, what other shows, right? Okay.
Yes, what? Any shows.
Yeah,
from...
so...
Yeah, I mean, like recent shows, maybe.
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah, I just had to like list some of my favorite all time. I had to say those ones because they definitely like throughout my life journey, they've been there for me in certain moments and have added to, I would say, my artistry and who I am as a person. So more recent shows, I would say Ted Lasso.
Oh my god. I love that show.
We love that show. Okay, yeah, amazing.
Fran does too.
Yes. Do you as well, Fran?
Of course. Who doesn't love Ted Lasso? And this time Kyle can join in and say, yeah, I watched Ted Lasso. So.
I love that show.
I would say like even too, like when I think about my song, I feel like Shine On is a little bit like the Ted Lasso of songs in that it's like that kind of feel good, you know, meant to be inspiring, you know, living in the beauty of being you, being yourself. Mm-hmm. Ted Lasso is one of those shows that's very feel good and uplifting.
Yeah.
It's a great show. It makes you. Yeah, it's like a feel good show. I feel like it's one of those shows that you can just put on and makes you happy, you know?
Yes.
Ted is so happy and and yeah, the storylines are amazing. The characters are great. I love soccer. Soccer as a kid and I love soccer. I love how the story is told and the acting's amazing. All the characters are, you know, fully developed, I would say, and everything. Yeah. Another show, Hacks. There's a show called Hacks.
I love that show.
Oh, you love that show too?
I watched it too.
Amazing. And you too, Fran?
I don't even know what's Hacks.
You have to. It's an amazing. It's with Jean Smart. She plays like this. Like this comedian in the show, like a very famous, like very respected comedian. Like one of the seems like in that show, she was like one of the first like female comedians, it seems like to me. Yeah, but like the show is basically just about her. She needs new material, so she gets this like 20-something-year-old writer.
Uh-huh.
Who was like recently canceled because of an insensitive tweet she gave out. Ooh. It's like very to modern. It's amazing though, Fran. It's on Crave if you want to watch it. It's HBO. Mm. I think it's an HBO Max.
Okay.
It's HBO Max show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Hacks. And okay, we'll do that.
And she actually just won the Emmy too, Jean Smart, and they won a writing award. It was, I was like so happy. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Taste. Yes. Taste. Come on. Woohoo. Hacks love. No, yeah. Like Jean Smart is amazing. And yeah, she just won the Emmy. Yeah, Fran, definitely check it out. It's a really special show. And I can't wait for the next season
to come out.
Oh my gosh. Whenever that is.
Probably sometime next year.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's super good. I'll also say, yeah, Pose. There's a show called Pose that had its final season, and it's incredible. Definitely worth checking out. There's three seasons, and yeah, it finished this year, and it is incredible. It's a favorite of mine. Also, Atypical.
Yeah.
Just ended this year.
Yes, I love that show. Yeah, so many shows are ending. It's so sad. But yeah, I love that show too.
Yeah, yeah, such a great show.
It is.
Grace and Frankie.
Yes.
The final season is they released four episodes on Netflix because it was supposed to come out last year, but due to the pandemic.
So they like split it in half, right?
So they gave like four episodes like recently on Netflix to kind of give a little taste of, you know, the final season. I'm not sure when the rest of the episodes are coming out, but I'm looking forward to that. I think that's an amazing show. Work in Progress is another favorite show of mine. Yes. Yeah, it's on HBO Max, so Crave in Canada. For limited series, The Queen's Gambit.
Mm. Oh my God, incredible. Incredible show. I love that show from last year, yeah. It was so good. Yeah.
So good. There's also a show called Veneno. That's a limited series. Amazing limited series, definitely. Mm-hmm. The White Lotus. Another really good show. Oh, my favorite, obviously, reality show, I would say, or shows. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
yes. Yes, queen. RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm-hmm. RuPaul's Drag Race UK season 3 has just begun. I love the UK series as well. Oh, it's so good. And Canada's Drag Race is coming out in the second season of Canada's Drag Race.
Oh,
so, global, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. RuPaul, you know, it's everywhere. And now it's like all over the globe, which is amazing. I'm so glad that people are able to experience the art form of drag.
Yeah.
All over the world through RuPaul's Drag Race. I mean, obviously, there's been drag for centuries, decades before RuPaul's Drag Race, but I just mean through the medium of television and through the show. Yeah. It's really shined a light on drag. Yeah, what about you, you and Kyle?
And I'm back on us.
Yeah, this has been such a fun interview because
I feel like I've listened to, you know, a bunch of TV shows. I mean, I could keep on going.
I get it.
You know, because who knows, maybe we'll some of the ones that you mentioned, maybe I'll have seen as well.
I know Kyle and I both watched Ted Lasso as well.
Yes.
I know Kyle and I are counting down the days for Succession.
Oh my God, don't get me started.
Succession
season 3. I can't even imagine it just being available and you can watch it. Like, all I'm going to lose my mind. Weekly? Oh, it's weekly.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose my mind either way. Like, it's been too long. Yeah.
And new characters, Adrian Brody's going to be in it. I love that guy. He's so strange looking. Not in a bad way, you know? Yeah. She's like very tall and thin, like Slender Man or something.
He could if he wanted to.
What are the odds? Oh, what were you going to say, Shane? Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, he has a very intriguing look to
it. Yeah, there's a better way to put it. Intriguing. Intriguing. Not strange. Yeah.
Yeah. what about any other shows?
Yeah,
any
Kyle, what else?
Oh, and I have so much shows. I have to, like, think about it. It's, like, too much. give us
three.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, blanking for so... Oh, you know what? I watched this. It just ended, actually. I watched the finale yesterday. The other two. Oh. It's not a very well-known show because the first season was like on Comedy Central, but the second season is an HBO Max show now. And it's basically about like these two siblings, a brother and a sister. And it's called The Other Two because they're the siblings of like their youngest brother is kind of like a Justin Bieber type person, like type of like the musical star.
This sounds familiar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I might have mentioned it before. I'm not sure, man. Yeah, it's hilarious. It's so funny. Like they do a lot of like pop culture jokes or like me like types of jokes that like people who know like media or television shows would get, and I just like die every time. And even if you don't get it, sometimes it's just like genuinely like just so funny. It's so well, and that's the thing. It's like it's very funny, but also very not serious. But like they take some time to actually do like actually really good drama, even though it is a comedy. You know, it's a comedy. It's not too serious, but. The second season just finished. I highly recommend it. It's very easy to watch. It's only like 10 episodes, 30 minutes each. Yeah, it's such a good show. And also, even the, who's the producer of like SNL? Like he's been
Lorne producing... Michaels?
Yeah, he produces the show.
Oh, so
yeah, he produces good. The show. Okay. Yeah, which is very cool. Yeah, I really I highly recommend it because it's like it's a show that like literally no one knows. Only my one other friend knows about it and told me about it, and like I feel bad for the show because it's like generally such a good show. Like I wish it got like more recognition, like an award, because it's like so funny.
It will probably after season two if it's going
maybe
to HBO.
yeah because it's on HBO Max now, so like I'm hoping it'll get something because it's now it's like much more readily available. You can even watch it easily. Like I watched the first season on Crave. For some reason it was on Crave, I don't know why, but yeah, highly recommend that. I watch also What We Do in the Shadows. It's like also like a half hour comedy. And I feel like not a lot of people watch. It's on FX. It's just based off the movie. It's based off the movie. But it's completely different because it's based on it's like different characters and everything. But yeah, that show's hilarious. It's so funny. It's just got better and better. I'm the person like watches a lot of like 1 hour long dramas, but like I just love these half an hour comedies. It's just like so refreshing and it's nice to watch. Like Ted Lasso, for example. Like I love a good 1 hour serious drama, but sometimes I just love a good like half an hour comedy. Like it's so refreshing. Also, it's so easy to watch. You can like finish a season in a day when it's just that long, right? But yeah, I would say like those. Yeah, I highly recommend those two shows for sure. Yeah.
Awesome. What about you, Fran?
I rewatch a lot of stuff. So I'm like rewatching The Mindy Project. I'm rewatching Criminal Minds, Parks and Rec, The Office, like second time rewatching it. I started, I think it's Chicago Party Ant on Netflix. It's like an adult cartoon.
Okay.
I'm like three or four episodes in. It's kind of funny. It's about this like Chicago Party Ant, right? Like she's like probably in her late 30s or 40s, still partying it up, very immature, not the most responsible, but then she kind of ends up taking care of her nephew because he's having like a self-realization moment, like, do I really want to go to Stanford or am I going because my parents want me to? So they're kind of finding themselves with each other. It's kind of cute. RuPaul's in it.
Oh, amazing.
He plays Gideon, I think, the hairdresser.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
It's a fun show. So that's kind of it with me, I guess. Not exciting. Ted Lasso, I got to get on it and watch it. Waiting for Succession, I got to watch the last season of Atypical. That's a shame. They got rid of... Netflix has got to smarten up. They end or get rid of so many good shows just for like trashy TV shows.
I suppose definitely could have lasted more, I felt. Yeah, I agree. That.
Well, I love Glow. I don't know.
I love Glow.
So upsetting when it got canceled. So, and I was like, what?
It's like, what the heck, Netflix? Come on. Glow was, you know, amazing and really deserved to have that fourth season or at least some sort of ending, some closure to the story. It was so good, right?
Yeah, and I can't remember how it ended. I think they were going home for Christmas or something, and then like the blonde one didn't want to come back or something. It was like some other opportunity was good. Like there was room. There was going to obviously be a next season.
Yeah. Even if it's the final season would have been fine. Like it just won the last season, like, you know, wrapping everything up, but they couldn't even do that. It was, I remember they were actually gonna make it because it got renewed. I've never seen this in a show before. It got renewed, and then Netflix was like, nah, they just stopped production. I thought that was the strangest thing.
They said it was because of COVID, but it's like, but
no,
like,
that was an excuse.
Every other production went on, even if they postponed it like a year, it still happened.
Yeah, it was an excuse. It was a bad excuse too.
they get rid of Atypical and Glow and like, I know the Get Down was another one people really liked.
Oh,
there
were
so many shows. Dear White Love People that. Came back, so that's good. Last season,
I know.
At least they got the last one. Yeah, so much to watch, and now we have the time. Maybe not as much time as before, but more time than before, if you know
exactly.
have you seen Never Have I Ever on Netflix?
Yes. Yeah,
I love that show. It's so good.
That's a good one.
It's love hilarious. I think it reminds me of like other two where it's like hilarious, but also very like dramatic. Heartfelt. Yeah. It's like heartfelt. Yeah. Like it. Yeah. And they do a good balance for sure. Yeah. I love that show. It's
like a coming of age.
Yeah. And it's coming of age. It's complete. I remember when I was like, saw the first show, I'm like, oh, this is everything I want. This is exactly, I'm going to watch this.
Yeah. Right. It's a cute show.
Yeah. It's a very good show. What about Stranger Things? Fans of Stranger Things?
I watched up to season 3 and then it was just way too slow. And I remember, Kyle, you told me just keep on watching it. And I just
Oh, I love that show. I love David Harbour. He's amazing.
Winona? Millie Bobby
Brown.
Yeah, Winona.
Oh my God, don't even get me started. She's amazing. Yeah, I know. I really like that show. So I know a lot of people don't like they like the first season the most. But I know I really like the way the show like evolved from the first season. And also just like the fact that the production value got so much better and it's super obvious. Like you can really tell between the first and second season, you're like, oh, they got way more money than the first one. Okay. Yeah, it's like really obvious. Yeah. But I love that show still. I am waiting. It is taking way too long.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's gonna be kind of strange because the kids are gonna look way older.
Yeah, like I'm curious as to how this fourth season will be the last or what.
Yeah,
how it will kind of turn out for the show, like in terms of the story and everything.
Yeah, I think right. I hope they don't do the thing where they go like, I don't know, like maybe like Dexter, where they go on for too long and then they ruin the thing at the end. Like, I hope they just like...
Then they bring it back years later.
And they bring it back. And I'm like kind of curious, but also like iffy about it. Because I'm like, is this going to be good? Is this going to be worth it? I don't know. Like, I feel like the entire point of them bringing it back was like, oh, we kind of messed up at the end. Let's fix it.
Yeah,
which I've never seen in a show before. That is so strange. But yeah, I do hope it like they realize that they like can like end it in a good way and don't go over long just because it's a very popular show, you know. I really
And also like I guess with them growing up so much in the past couple of years, like, I guess it'll be interesting to see like how they would continue that story with them older or how they would do that. I'm not sure.
Yeah
It'll be kind of cool to see. It's definitely a good show though, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it. I don't know. Like, I think I've had a great time talking with you, Shane. I know Kyle has. He's having a ball.
It was amazing. I'm having a ball.
Yeah, no, I'm having a ball too. I mean, I could keep talking, but I know that obviously, you know, time. I mean, I know we don't really talk about movies that much, but...
Oh, yeah, you can talk about a movie if you want. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Movies, we can, if you want. I watched Freaky Friday. I had a bit of a Jamie Lee Curtis... I watched that one. I watched Yugen.
Oh my gosh. Like, love Lindsay Lohan and right? Jamie Lee Curtis. That the one from the 2000s, right?
It's so great.
I think that was one of the first movies that I saw in theater.
Really?
Like, alone.
Oh my God.
Like without
without
having like
adult?
Yeah. With my friends. I think it was Freaky Friday, actually, which is kind of interesting. And it's also...
That's a great pick for a first movie.
I think it was. Yeah, like, that I went to with friends. Huh. It's fun. Like, it's such a fun movie. What about you, Kyle?
Any movies? Recent movies? I did see, actually, Malignant. It was like this... I don't even know, like, I was watching it, I was like, what's happening? Like, I was like, I mean, at the very, it's like this horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to do something different with, like, you know, trying to, like, you know, do something new. And it didn't quite work with me. Like, at the very end of the movie, I saw my friend. She was like, oh, I really enjoyed it. And I was like, I don't know if I did or not. I don't know what just happened.
Interesting. movies like that are cool.
Yeah, like it was, I did enjoy my time. I never looked at my phone, so that's probably a good thing. I don't know. I'm not really sure. Like, it was kind of weird. Like, I don't think it was a good horror movie, but was it like enjoyable because a lot of the stuff was kind of unintentionally funny? Yes, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
I love that your measure for a good show is whether I looked at my phone or not.
It's true. I didn't look at it. I did not look at my phone, like not even once. So like that must mean something, I feel.
You were invested, heavily invested. Yes,
that's right, friend.
I think I was invested in how absolutely crazy it kept on going. And I was like, is it going to go more crazy or less crazy or just stay the same? And it kept on going more crazy.
Nice. what about you, Shane? Have you seen anything recently? It could be new.
I'm trying to think recently because I feel like it's been a lot more television recently.
Yeah, for
I
sure think
for time purposes it's much easier to put on like a 20-minute show than watch a two-hour movie or I mean, my favorite movies I would say like Titanic.
My Titanic, Heart Will Go On.
Come on. Yeah, My Heart Will Go On. Epic love story, right?
Yeah, it's cute. Tragic.
Yeah, recent one that I Booksmart.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, it was really fun. I love Beanie.
Oh my god, don't get me started on Beanie. She's amazing.
Well, I will get you started on Beanie if you want to get started on Beanie. Go for it.
Actually, yeah, I watched Booksmart in theaters. It was like opening night, I think. I watched it with my friend. And then I was like, wait, what's going on? Like, it seems like some people are like, they're going to come out in the front or someone coming in the front. And then both of them, Beanie and Caitlin Dever, came out and was like introducing the movie. And I was like, I was like freaking out, but like silently. It was amazing. It was amazing. Like, they were so far away, but the fact that I was in the same room as them was an amazing thing.
That
is cool. That is very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, I love Beanie. I'm watching
the Monica Lewinsky crime story.
Yeah, the impeachment, American crime story.
Okay.
Yeah, Ryan she's amazing Murphy. In it. Yeah, Ryan Murphy too. Exactly.
Ryan Murphy.
I swear, like Ryan Murphy, RuPaul, and Shonda Rhimes don't take breaks at all. They
right?
keep going. They keep going. Yeah,
it's true. Friend.
It's outstanding. They how run much content. TV.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah, it's funny because it's almost like, you know, with like movies like with Marvel, it's like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yeah. It's like the Ryan Murphy Cinematic Universe, or like, you know, the RuPaul Cinematic Universe.
That's
with the
Shonda so Ryan
Cinematic
funny.
Universe, right? They should have like their own category on all like the streaming service. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe they will someday.
You spoke their own it.
Streaming well. Service.
You spoke knows? It into
we'll
existence.
See. Yeah, exactly. I love that. So Booksmart, I guess, was a recent movie. I do want to see Respect,
Jennifer Hudson.
Franklin. Yeah, Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson is incredible. One of my favorite singers ever. Just love Jennifer Hudson so much. Been a fan since her very first audition on American Idol.
Wow. OG.
An OG. The moment I saw her and her audition, I was a kid pretty much, but I was like, oh my God, I am in love. She's a superstar. And then, Dreamgirls. Oh, speaking of Dreamgirls, is one of my absolute favorite movies of all time and favorite musicals. She won obviously the Academy Award for that. I was the very first one in the theater in my hometown to see that movie. Dedication, right? Parasite.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Parasite is an amazing movie. Definitely see why it won the best picture at the Oscars. Jojo Rabbit as well was really good. Very moving. Cried my eyes out.
I haven't seen that one yet, so.
Okay, definitely check it out. It's and bring some tissues for it. I do love a good movie that can make you feel things, right? Those are the best. Those all encompassing, you know, you laugh, you cry, you feel it. You're invested in the characters, like you said, Fran. And you have that experience, that cinematic experience. Yeah, that's what art is, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you for this experience. This has been a fun interview. I think very organic, flowing. We all had fun talking.
That's what we like, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have to obviously say thank you to you and Kyle. Thank you, Fran. Thank you, Kyle, so much for having me be a part of this. Thank you so much for, yeah, taking the time to talk to me and to listen to my music and to have me on the show. And yeah, you are amazing. And I'm glad to have been here to talk with you. It's been so much fun.
It has been. And
it's
like,
been a lot of fun.
Thank you, Winnie. I know you're here somewhere for getting us in touch with Shane and letting this happen. So thank you, Winnie.
Yes, thank you, Winnie Wong, the wonderful Winnie Wong.
Yes.
For putting this together. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
That was our interview with the fabulous Shane Stoltz. Thank you again for coming on the show, Shane. And thank you, Winnie, for setting this up. Remember, download and stream Shine On now. Links and handles are in the episode description. Catch you next time.